This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, where support comes from listeners like you and Phrase Pavilion. Presenting the Edgar Winter Band, Rick Derringer, 10 years after, Canned Heat, Pat Travers, this Sunday. Phrase Pavilion concert and ticket information available at phrase.com or at etix.com. Well, as I mentioned before, we have quite the lineup of guests this evening. Earlier on, we heard some acoustic music. Now we're going to hear from a group that visited us earlier in the year, doing kind of a acoustic-y, more stripped-down version. But they promised me that they would come back and that they would bring the whole gang and we'd do a big electrified happening, if you will. So we're going to hear a nice stretch of music from them. Consider it your concert on the radio for the evening. And then we'll chat with them about where you can see these guys. I'm very happy to welcome Nasty Bingo back into the WYSO studios. Take it away, guys.
Get your things, close your eyes, jump on board the magic carpet ride. And you're my buttery biscuits, buttery biscuits. You're my buttery biscuits, you keep my belly full all night. Been a whole year since we gone home. My buttery biscuits, keep my belly full on. I'll go down in my own way. Wait a while for the right day. And as I rise above the tree lines and the clouds, I look down, hear the sounds of the things you've said today.
Nasty Bingo live in the WYSO studios. We're going to hear more from them in just a second. Give these guys a chance to switch up the instruments, which we're going to talk about in a little while. We're going to hear some live music first and then talk to the band. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Stick around.
Hello, Nikki Dakota here, asking you to mark your calendar for September 8th. It's WYSO's community concert, and this time it's a live variety show with Grammy Award winner Tim O'Brien, Juno Award winner Old Man Ludicky, the Miami Valley's own Corn Drinkers, and bluegrass legend J.D. Hutchison, and Master of Ceremonies Bob Lucas. We're taping the whole event for later broadcast. Come for an evening of top-flight acoustic music and help us make a radio show. There will be food and adult beverages for purchase. Thanks to our sponsors, University of Dayton, Wagner Subaru, and Friend, Fries, and Arnold, this event is free and open to the public. WYSO's Community Concert, Sunday, September 8th at Riverscape Metro Park. Info at WYSO.org. Bring the family, bring your friends, bring a chair. See you there.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Just a quick change, a quick switching it up, and we're ready for some more live music. I'm going to hand things back over to Nasty Bingo.
All right. Thanks a lot, Juliet.
Yeah.
We're really happy to be here. Just played Buttery Biscuits and a Pink Floyd tune called Fearless that we like a lot. We're going to do some originals here from here on out. This one is called Anew.
Thank you.
end of the road falls into the sand. A choice that holds the truth. Time to stay, time to go. keep on grooving with the time, or you'll be making me blue.
Down this dusty road, I don't have a place to call my home.
into a cab, watched the sky as he drove away. I couldn't even talk him sense, couldn't even talk him in. He's in a place of beauty and pain, in a place I can't stay in.
Nasty Bingo, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We're going to be back to chat with the band here in just a moment. This is member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. More with Nasty Bingo here in just a moment. Stick around.
Next time, the guitarist and singer-songwriter from San Francisco, Michael Cronin, joins us. His second album is just called MC2, and it's one of the summer's freshest albums. I'm David Dye. Michael Cronin brings the band in for a live session, and it happens right here on the Next World Cafe.
Tomorrow afternoon at 1, right after Excursions, right here on WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumhold, and just a mere moment ago, we heard some amazing, amazing live music. It was an in-studio concert, if you will, from Nasty Bingo. They are here in the house. We've got Matt, Red, Dan, Steve, Dan, and Kyleen. What, did I get everybody?
Yeah,
that's all.
Welcome, all of you. Thank you so much for being here.
We don't need any more.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Now, you guys were here around the time of the sideshow, and it was the smaller group, the more acoustic group, and now you're here in full force. And yes. I have to say, we talked last time a little bit about sort of the term that you've coined for your music, folkadelia.
Yeah, yes.
And I think it was out in full force tonight. For yes. For all of you musically, what kinds of things are you bringing in to create this sound? I mean, we've got banjo with saxophone,
yeah,
with some really funky keys in one of those songs. How do you guys sort of put all these pieces together to form your sound?
Well, we are a diverse group of people just in general. And but we all are decent people, and we see the value in our diversity. So the idea for us, what it came about is more we wanted to make things interesting, of course, and when you change instruments and you use different vocals and things like that, and, you know, it gives people variety, and I think it's more entertaining than just, you know, straight up three-piece rock band. So that's
so when we play a tune, we typically basically have everybody, you know, give their input, play their version of the tune using their ideas. So we basically collect everybody's ideas.
It wasn't that we set out to.
It just happens.
Yeah. It's like, you know, this Dan plays mandolin and bass and trombone. He plays banjo. He plays harmonica. He plays sax. You know, it just happens.
Yeah. It's great. It's a collage, baby.
Now, as far as for the multi-instrumentalists in the group, of which there are several, for you guys, how are you sort of sussing out which instrument's going to sound better on the piece? Is it just kind of an instinct you get as you're putting it together? Are you getting input from your bandmates? How does that factor into your writing?
Definitely input.
Once we kind of get things gelled as far as what the tune is going to sound like, and it's, you know, then you start questioning whether keyboards or saxophone would work better with a particular tune. So we don't go in with any tune saying, oh, this is what our instrumentation is going to be. And
right. And a harmonica on everything.
No. Well, I think we want to make every song kind of distinct. You know, we want to have its own little flavor to it. So, you know, that's that makes the decision sometimes. You know, we don't want it to sound too much like this song or that song. So, yeah, so it's nice to have all these choices.
In having so many distinct songs, you know, when you guys, your first two were, the first one definitely had sort of an old-time, almost jazzy feel to it.
Yes.
And then the second one was really kind of dreamy and contemplative. And then it was a dance party in here.
Yeah.
When you guys are putting
we
together. Yeah, it was fun. I was dancing in here. When you guys are putting together your set list for a live show, how do you create that arc of balancing out those dreamy sounding ones, those old timey sounding ones, and the dance party?
Well, that's a great question.
Have we figured it out?
Well, we think we understand it, but the key is, you know, towards the end of the night, especially if you're playing in a club that people are having a good time, the dancier ones are all in the end, you know. And in the beginning, you know, if you're doing a few sets or whatever, you know, you can be more dynamic. You know, you can go into a mellow sequence of songs and then bring it back up. So we're trying to build a wave, and we're trying to get everybody in the place in the wave, coming up and down, which adds to the variety of this.
We're driving the bus.
The show, yeah. So, but in the end, it's a big dance party.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Now, it seems like just in watching the interplay between you guys, you know, I always say I have the best seat in the house because I get to watch you guys in a circle sort of interacting with each other non-verbally during the sets. How in sync do you have to be with your fellow players to have this complex a sound? And I would especially ask, Kylene, since you're a newer member to the group,
indeed,
what's it been like to hop into this dynamic and sort of figure out the interplay between everybody in a live setting like this?
Well, it's been fun because, yeah, like I can pick up on who watches who and everything. I definitely watch Steve for my backup cues, and then I watch Red for what chords we're going to. And I enjoy watching, like, Matt because, yeah, he's got, like, a good energy and everything, and both Dan's. Kudos to them, too. But, yeah, it's I definitely picked up certain cues from the certain key guys that I need to follow. But, yeah, it's been they have a cool, like, mesh, I think.
You got to trust each other, you know. You just kind of got to trust that you can go on autopilot and let them go, and they can go on autopilot and let you go, you know.
Now, you guys have a great show coming up this weekend at One Eye Jack's with the Tecumseh Barnstormers.
Yeah.
Tell me, give me a little preview of what we're going to see there. It sounds like it's going to be a great one.
Well, One Eye Jack's, if you haven't been there, that is one of the few places that there's just always people there. I mean, it doesn't matter who's playing. It's a great scene. People hang out there.
Definitely.
It must be a location thing or I don't know. Maybe it's just
Wright
the atmosphere.
State.
Wright
the
State's
atmosphere.
There. You've got the hotel, a series of hotels there. So I'm sure there's people from out of town that are looking to catch something, you know, some type of virus. I mean, some type of show at night, you know. So it's a good scene. It's got good ownership. And, you know, you can't go wrong. So on Saturday, we're going to start things off because, you know, we're a little older and, you know, we're fresher early. So we're going to start things off around 10, and we're going to slam it out. It's going to be like a concert deal, like an hour and 45 minutes. And we're just going to go through the waves, and then the end, you know, we'll be dancing. So, and then Tecumseh Barnstormers will come on about 12:15, somewhere in that area, and just blow our minds till the end of the night. So, it's going to be great. So, everybody, get out to One Eye Jack's on
get
Saturday.
Get off the couch.
Yeah.
And I have to say, because your sound does cover so many genres and sort of is a genre unto itself, it feels like you guys fit in so well on so many different types of bills. Like,
that's right.
You can play this show, but then you'd be right at home with, you know, a traditional funk band or something, you know, really, really super psychedelic or, you know.
Hippies.
Yeah, yeah, any of that. Do you guys feel that way when you're, you know, choosing shows or picking out who you want to play with? Do you feel like you can, you know, mesh well with other types of sounds?
Yeah, I mean, we're.
I think so.
Anybody else?
I think so. Yeah, we're constantly getting paired up with different bands that we may or may not have anything in common with, and yet the audience is going right along with us. You know, right along with all of us, all the bands. So I think it works in a lot of senses.
Yeah, we're not hard to understand. You know, and I think most people. You know, we come from basic rock roots, blues. You know, and we've all lived through the 80s and 90s and that stuff too. But I think, you know, we just kind of gel out of that basicness and people get it. You know, and that's what it is. I mean, they just get it.
Moving forward from Saturday night, do you guys have plans to continue playing out live? Are you going to try to get some recording in? Or?
Well, I would love to sit in a basement for 3 months, but that's not going to happen. So we have a show on September 28th at the Oregon Express.
Great.
And Tim Berger's running the sound, which
it's,
is
Dan Reardon solo and a band called Sam at 11.
Oh, they're great,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. So it should be a great night. Yeah, so we look forward to seeing you there.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
So we, the saying that we are simultaneously working on recording.
It's,
so that we can produce another CD.
It's a slow and busy and crazy schedule, but.
Well, we'll look for that sometime in the new year then.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything else people ought to know before they come out and check you guys out at One Eyed Jack's? It's Nasty Bingo and Tecumseh Barnstormers Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, check us out, nastybingo.com. Check us out on Facebook. There's so much out there that we've thrown onto the internet. So if you want to try to understand us better, know what we're about, check us out on the internet.
You can hear a lot of other songs that are MP3s
iSound
for
SoundCloud.
Yeah, go to SoundCloud. So
check them out. We'll get links up to their SoundCloud and their website. We've already got a link up to their Facebook page on our Facebook page and info on the One-Eyed Jacks show this Saturday night. They are Nasty Bingo. They're playing with the Tecumseh Barnstormers Saturday night at One-Eyed Jacks. It's going to be an amazing show. Come out and see some live music. Guys, thank you so much for being here. It was so much fun.
Thanks a lot.
You rock.
Check out Nasty Bingo Saturday night at One Eyed Jacks with the Tecumseh Barnstormers. All the info on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. We're going to go back to some music and stick around. We've got another interview coming up. We're going to be talking with local artist and podcaster Eric Schonborn. Stick around. There's lots more to come here on Kaleidoscope.